the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's message from Baruch from the Gospel of the readings, which is of the first Sunday of Lent, it's a quite a clear message. And the Church puts this reading in the beginning of the Lent because it's a reminder for us, it's an instruction for us, that during the fasting period we are focused more on our heavenly eternal life, and that the meaning of fasting should not be camouflaged or used for preparation of food or worrying about what we eat or what we drink or what shall we wear, but more we're worried about the heavenly things. And that's why he said, seek the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all shall be added to you. Do not worry about what you eat, do not worry about what you drink, and build for yourselves treasures in heaven. So sometimes we are naturally, or by human nature, we tend to worry about what we're going to eat, we tend to worry about what we're going to drink, and what we're going to wear. I guess this is a human nature, human feeling, that, you know, we need to look good, we need to worry about our family, what we're going to cook for them today, what we're going to cook for them tomorrow. But the meaning is that let's not be too occupied and let's not be too attached to these things. Sometimes we can be, you know, to one extreme where we start to maybe create, you know, all these wonderful cuisines during the fast. We look at, you know, things that are more unusual to make our palates more tasty during the fast, and we devise means and ways of cooking during the fast. Our Lord is instructing us today that don't be too focused on that, you know, don't be too attached about food, or don't be too attached about, you know, drinking. What are we going to drink today? What are we going to wear today? During the fasting period, our focus is always on the heavenlies. Seek the kingdom of God, and all shall be added to you. The kingdom of God is through prayer and fasting, and through ascetic life during the period of fasting, and during our reading. So we are focused on reading, we're focused on quiet time, we're focused on service, we're focused on all the things that lead to the kingdom of heaven. Also, he reminds us of the treasures. What it means by treasures is that let's not be too attached to the materialistic things of the world during the fast, or during our life in general. We need to be able to say to ourselves, I am not attached to anything. Whatever I have, I can easily give up at any time if need be. And this is the question that we ask ourselves. Our treasures, where are they? What am I attached to? And that's why he said to us today that you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and you cannot serve mammon. Mammon means, doesn't just necessarily mean money, but it means materialistic things. So during our fasting period, we are not attached to anything. We try to detach from the things that feel that are very, very important for us in the material sense. And the question that you can ask yourself is, what am I attached to? Like, for example, when he says to you, where your treasure's there, the treasure there is, your heart will be also. So you ask perhaps your heart, do you get upset when you miss a prayer at night? Or you don't, you know, read your Agbaya, or you don't pray from your Bible. That's a question. Do we get upset when that happens? This is where our treasures are. Do you get upset when you miss the Mass, or you get up late for Mass? Does that worry you? Does that upset you? Do you get happy when you listen to a spiritual sermon? Or do you get more happy when somebody gives you a materialistic gift, for example? What makes you joyful? Are the spiritual things that make you joyful, or the material things that make you joyful? This is the question we ask ourselves. So the measure of where my heart is, where my treasures are, if my heart is full of righteousness and that it's looking towards the heavenlies, but then I ask the question is where my heart is. It makes me so joyful that, you know, the last week some of the youth came up to me and said, Abuna, this fast we really want to organize a quiet time three times a week at church. This is the treasures in heaven. Like they want to come to church, they want to spend an hour of quiet time three times a week. And you might see there's a sign around the church saying that. This is the treasure in heaven. This is the treasures that we are building in heaven. And this is what the Lord wants to hear from us. And that makes us joyful that there are people out there, youth out there, that want to spend the quiet time three times a week in the church. Also, this week, some youth said, Abuna, we really want to serve the youth who are far away from the church. Those who are mixed up in the wrong things. And it's an individual service. And this is how we build the treasures in heaven. The unusual service, the service that it requires much more effort and much more time and much more prayer. And this makes the heavenly rejoice. This is what the Lord likes to hear. The Lord wants to see that there are people who are willing to serve others who are far, far away from the church. When they mention that like people on drugs, people on, you know, just have no connection with the church whatsoever. And I said to them that if you bring one of them in the whole year, well then could you imagine the heavens? Remember how the Lord said that, you know, leave the 99 righteous and you go after the one that who is far away. How will the heavens rejoice? How will the heavens rejoice when that person comes back? And this is an individual service. It's a service that is required. It's a service that needs people to do. And that we have people who are willing to do that and people who are wanting to. I remember, a story of Abhinav Shoy Kamen, when a few youth came to him who were studying at university a long time ago, we're talking about in Alexandria, and they said to him, Abuna, we want to stop all of our Sunday school service for the whole year, and we just want to serve the youth who are on campus, those who are far away from the church. They took one whole year off their service just to serve an individual service of a particular type of people that are far away from the church. This is treasures in heaven. And sure enough, they took, I'm going to say to them, of course, this is a needed service. And they took 1 year off and they served these people, there was a group of them. And throughout that year, they were able to return something like 12 people that were far away from the church. This is the service. This is a good service. This is a service that requires a lot of effort. And that doesn't mean that we take away from our Sunday school service, but this is an extra service. And this is how we build the treasures in heaven. When we find that there's a need of something in particular. And that's what we require during the fast. Look and see who's needy. And that's what the Gospels have been telling us. You know, give to the poor, give to the needy. Let's search around us and see who is needy during the fast. We are conscious of the people around us and conscious about what's happening around us. And let's not be too occupied with the wrong things. And that's why the Lord said to us, you know, your eye is like a lamp, the lamp of the body. And if it sees bad things, well then you're putting out that lamp. If your eye is not good, your body, whole body will not be good. If your eye is full of deceit and full of hatred and full of jealousy, then your whole body, your whole heart will not be enlightened by the Lord. Let's have the simple eye and accept the things in simplicity. We make things too complicated. But by making things so complicated, we miss what is more important. Is building treasures in heaven and building a treasures in heaven which lead us to salvation, which are awaiting for us. What are the treasures in heaven? What is awaiting for us? Is it going to be gold and treasures? Is it going to be houses or anything up in heaven? No. What is a treasure in heaven? Why are we building treasures in heaven? Because treasures in heaven are levels in heaven. Because in heaven there are levels. It's not just one level. There are many levels in heaven. By us building treasures in heaven while we're on earth, because this is the test. The test is that we build treasures in heaven, is that these treasures of levels be waiting for us. So you could be a higher level than others. The saints were very high level. The martyrs were another high level. The confessors were another high level. The monks and those who live saintly and righteous lives, and even lay people, are at high levels. So the more we do things that build up treasures in heaven, the level that I'll have in heaven will be much higher. And this is what we're striving for while we're on earth. That it's just not enough to get through the door of heaven, but it is more required that we reach another level. So during the fast, we really need to focus on our relationship with others as well. We need to reconcile. We need to not feel animosity towards others. We should not feel jealousy. We should always try to fix these problems that we have spiritually. We should not be too occupied maybe with politics of the church or politics of around us that lead us to people fighting and people having groups of people, these people against this and these people against that. That's not what it's all about. It's all about peace. It's all about love. It's all about caring, understanding. Even if people are wrong, it is still for us to have that inner peace and happiness and joy, and building our treasures in heavens. Well, then we need to compromise sometimes. We need to do what we can, but then leave the rest to God. Because God is more stronger. And that's why He said to us today, why should you worry? Why are you worried? Why are you worried about food or drink or drinking? Don't you see the lilies and the plants, how God clothes them? Aren't they much more greater than, why should God care about a plant or a tree or grass or... don't you think He will care more about you? You're more than that. You're more than the lilies of the fields. You are more greater and more precious in the eyes of the Lord as a person. God created you because He loves you. He loves us all. So today our message that's given to us is that seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all shall be added to you. So seek God first. Seek the kingdom of God through our prayers, for our worship, for our fasting, for our readings, for our focus on heavenlies more than our focuses on earth, and then everything will be added to you. Whatever you desire, God will give you. The blessing will pour upon you. In the book of Malachi, He said, give me the treasures, give me your tithing and see what I can do. I'll open the windows of heaven for you. I'll open the windows of blessing for you. The window, can you imagine? Like, I always like this verse because it's like a window opening, and then all these blessings pouring upon you. And that comes by seeking the kingdom of heaven first, the kingdom of God first, and all shall be added to you. You'll never need anything. You'll be so satisfied. So let's focus on this during this period of Lent, that we focus on the heavenlies more than the earthlies. Glory be to God forever.